to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. The Alabama coaches get $1.27 million in bonuses for winning the title. Jeremy Pruitt, who's the new Tennessee coach, gets $234,000. Saban gets $100,000. His bonus for winning the title is $100,000, while Jeremy Pruitt's is $234,000. Joe Panunzio gets $67,500. Joe Panunzio was...
I think he had a sandwich shop in North Philly,
no,
I think.
He was with the Eagles, and... Now, as a matter of fact, he was at Luling's drinking with us one day. He's a great guy, Joe Panunzio.
Yeah. Former Miami assistant.
Yes.
Joe Panunzio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then with he had the muffler place out in South Philly.
No, he had some...
Panunzios.
He had a little...
No, that's not...
He had a little stink on him from the Nev Shapiro thing, I believe.
Oh. Everybody had a little
stink.
Hey,
let me tell you,
that was
Nick
around.
Saban is about winning. So even if you have that, like 48... who was swinging on coaches and pushing people around and going berserk on the sideline.
Yeah.
Most guys would have been done for the game. Nick's like rolling back out there next kickoff. He's mad. I love this. They made the next tackle.
It's when Panunzio's name was mentioned in that report, all these articles like Alabama, because he was already at Alabama at the time. Alabama really needs to cut ties with Panunzio quick and fast. Saban's like, no, I'm not doing that.
You don't tell Saban what to do.
Busy.
I'm not doing that.
Why? Because he was with Nevin Shapiro? That stink is off him
if
now.
If Twitter tries to tell Nick Saban what to do ever, because Twitter likes to tell people what to do.
Yeah.
If Twitter ever tries to tell Nick Saban what to do, Nick Saban will delete your Twitter account. You're not telling him what to do.
That's a pretty good question, though, is how do these people celebrate now? When you've won 5 in 9 years, how do you celebrate now? I mean, honestly, we won. That's great. Give me
a
little
Nick?
Debbie cookie.
I'm going to go hit some balls
tomorrow. He gets a little Debbie cookie.
That's it.
That's what he does. That happiest day of my life. Give me a little Debbie. What? I mean, that's how... It's boring.
Right now,
you know
he's super excited about calling recruits and just saying...
what he's doing right now.
Did you just see what happened?
Yeah,
I saw it, Coach. Yeah. Those are freshmen. You can play right away.
I saw the interview from Smith this morning. It was up from the Under Armour game.
Yeah.
And he was like...
The Army game?
Yeah. Was it the Army game?
Yeah, Army game.
And he says, asked, you know, why are you going to Bama? Well, Tua.
He said, well, Tua's talking me into it, said we can go do big things or something. Like, yeah. You mean the game-winning touchdown pass?
Yeah. That? You mean that? 1 year later?
Yeah, Smith is Devontae Smith. He was committed to Georgia when Mark Richt was there. He's from Louisiana, so there's some talk of him going to LSU.
Who was it that Mark Richt flipped that was going to go to Bama and Richt flipped? Was it for Townsend, the super fast guy? He flipped somebody who was going to go to Bama, and Richt flipped him over to, Kirby Smart flipped him over to Georgia. So
McCole Hardman? That the guy?
That's who it was, yeah. Man, that guy was blazing fast. I really honestly thought Georgia, they did run out of gas, but I thought Georgia got a little too tight in the wrong times. And, You know, frankly,
that's what happened to that's what happened to Oklahoma.
The freshman quarterback just missed some throws. I mean, that was the thing. Can a freshman beat Alabama?
Well, could a freshman beat Georgia? Could four freshmen beat Georgia?
Yeah,
and they did.
Well,
true
I'm not
freshman.
Worried about Bama's freshman winning. Last I checked, freshman won the national championship just 3 years ago. His name was Jalen Hurts.
Yep,
he won a national title.
No, he never won. Coker won. Jalen Hurts was the scout team quarterback for Alabama because he enrolled early. He played the Deshaun Watson
role. What year is this for Jalen?
This is only his second year.
Wait, is this just sophomore year?
Yeah, he enrolled early, so he was on the roster.
Right.
He wasn't on the roster,
so
but
last
he
year
was, on
was his first. Last
true
year was
freshman.
His first national championship game.
Yes, and he lost to Deshaun.
Dude,
and,
he was,
and he lost his job.
He was SEC.
He lost his job.
SEC Offensive Player of the Year last year.
Yes.
How is that possible? Jalen Hurts was SEC Offensive Player of the Year last year.
Well,
was his season really that good?
It's the SEC. Who else would you have given it to?
I mean, that's a fair point.
That is pretty good. Offensive Player of the Year. You don't really have to do much in the SEC. Did you see the kid propose? Is this a thing?
Another
now?
Guy made a big mistake.
Oh, well, it's funny because you have...
Number 75, big offensive lineman, proposed to his girlfriend after the game.
Dre says, y'all see this loser number 75 from Bama proposed to his girlfriend after the game?
Can we stop doing this
and
now?
His name on Twitter, he's changed it to Don't Engage. No, he changed it today to Don't Engage. Dre did, but yeah.
No, he's been Don't Engage.
Oh, he has?
He has been. Okay. Yeah, Dr. Dre has been.
Bradley Bozeman.
I don't know why, but he has been.
Bradley Bozeman... The starting center proposed to his why not? Carlos, actually a lot of football players. You know, in my draft study, I Google guys' names and search for them. It's like, this is the seventh guy this year who's proposed to his girlfriend, or that I've studied who have proposed at some point during the season to his girlfriend. And all I can say is I'm just thinking, just way too young.
Yeah. He yes. To get starter you're marriage out young. The way early.
Yeah.
Right. Well, but we don't know if he's going to be rich like Carlos Correa.
No, I feel like he'll offensive lineman.
Is he going to get drafted that
no,
kid?
I feel like, see, Wes Welker had his high school sweetheart forever, and then he's like, oh, I got a better deal this.
Yes.
Wes got it. He got in the league like, I'm a Patriot winning. Like, I'm sorry. Oh, I got to go see what happens. If you're an offensive lineman at Alabama like Bradley Bozeman, and she was, you know, she looked pretty good, I guess. You know, you lock in, and you're probably good to go. You just try to hang on for dear life from that point
right.
on.
Have you scouted him yet? Because I'm seeing projections of a second through fourth round pick. That's what I one.
Yeah, Bradley Bozeman's not going in the. He's probably not getting drafted. If he does, it's late.
Then you know what? Then get married. You know what? That's fine then.
Bradley Bozeman can lock in.
If you're
most
a first or second
can.
Rounder, don't get engaged after the game. Don't get caught up.
No.
That's the silly part.
You're not
part.
Even getting caught up because that ring was bought months or at least weeks ago.
Five.
The game isn't what's getting you caught up.
5 through 7 round draft picks. 5th round through undrafted.
Get engaged.
Free agent, and you're an offensive lineman, get engaged.
Nah.
I would not say with you're wide receivers and running backs and quarterbacks, don't get engaged because you never know what can happen.
You're an offensive lineman, 5th through 7th. You know, you could make a roster. What are you doing?
Yeah, but you can make a roster, but you're an offensive lineman. Like, how much better is it going to get for Bradley Bozeman?
All you need is to go home and have somebody cooking for you.
Then the down-home girl that he got engaged to, he could probably trade up.
Maybe, but you want to? Because I don't know that his career is going to be that long. He's always going to be a star in Alabama. You know, he's probably going to go back
to
the radio
be a star
somewhere.
Now. Yeah, so why?
Because that's an Alabama girl. He's going to go back and you don't think he's living in Alabama when he's done
He doesn't have to marry that girl.
Yeah, that's true, though. Because
if
you're an offensive
lineman, he can choose.
Like Steve McKinney's a cautionary tale. Tiffany is, she's gorgeous. And Steve McKinney? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, so he can upgrade.
In. But that's Aggie. He's
but he
Aggie.
Can he upgrade. He could upgrade. No, he
Tiffany?
No the 75 could upgrade.
No, I think that's good for him. Lock in.
No.
Lock in.
No,
yeah.
Don't lock in.
Don't take chances. You know what this is? This is like, do you want this? Or do you want is behind door number 2?
Taking chances.
Have you not watched enough romantic comedy?
He's the starting
comedy,
center for a national title team. He's going to be
Let's not act like he's a quarterback.
He doesn't have to marry this girl. He's
you know
going to have
kicker's
a choice.
Doing? The kicker's like, anybody wants some of this green?
He needs to.
He needs to
Bradley
lock in.
Bozeman doesn't have to.
You know what? He's going to be making gyros any second now because he's done as a kicker. Holy crack. Papasatos. Yanni Papasatos. Nice job.
We were misses in a national championship. And I mean, dead shanks.
Wait, he could have been the hero and been like, And instead,
do you
want
to know what I said? Dale, can you turn our mics off just for a second? Wait, hold on, no, don't, not yet. I'll cue you, and if you don't, I'm probably getting fired. So it doesn't matter. I mean, I'll just pack my stuff up and I'll leave. But so I was watching with my wife right before he's about to kick the game winner that would have still kept the game under. I'm just throwing it out there for you guys. It would have still kept the game under. And under the posted total, 44.5 to 45.5. And he would have been a national championship winner. And I turned to my wife right before the kick and I said, you can turn us back on.
It's for all the...
And then my wife says, well, that's not happening now. I basically just said,
he would have had all the girls he wanted.
All the love in Alabama.
Yes.
And then he shanks it, and I was like, well, now you're going to get beaten in an alley.
Right.
If you lose this game, no one's happier about that freshman to freshman connection. Like, the Greek kicker fell to his knees.
God.
Like, thank you for keeping me.
After Tua took that sack, he's like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You're not supposed to take a sack. Get rid of the ball, Tua, you dumb Pacific Islander.
Like, what are you screaming for, Greek kicker?
But, dude, how about Rodrigo Blankenship knocking that field goal in, though, from 51?
That was crazy.
To keep Georgia covering.
If I got a kicker who's wearing those kind of glasses, yes. I know he's a baller.
Oh, my God.
You don't roll out there. Rodrigo Blankenship is a porn name. Rodrigo Blankenship goes out like, hey, look at me. I'm a Rodrigo Blankenship. You want to get some of this? I keep them low. They swing a low on Rodrigo. And he's just in there banging away 51 yards. Hey, Papadopoulos, look at the Rodrigo's balls. They hang down to the turf.
Papadopoulos? Hey,
why you calling me Papadopoulos? I'm a Greek kicker. I came from Ole Miss because I want to go play for Nick Saban. I'm from here. How did you get there? Your family moved to Birmingham when you were a kid?
How did Rodrigo get to Athens?
Yes.
Hey, Rodrigo is my first name. My mama was a Latina, but my dad was a Blankenship. Look at me, Rodrigo Blankenship. I'm going to wear glasses, thick rim glasses. I don't even have a bad eyesight. That's how low they hang on the field turf. I'm going to wear arm sleeve like AI.
He's got rubber pellets in his...
hey,
so low?
Papadopoulos, could you come take this chopped up tire that they use for the rubber pellets out of my sack? Maybe you can hold these as I go off the field to win a national championship.
And then Papadopoulos, or whatever his name is.
Papasatos, but okay.
Hey, you didn't win. I got a ring. You're not getting any of the yum-yum, though. Loser. Rodrigo gonna go smash at Athens.
those two kickers just screaming at each other.
I got a title. That don't count. Nick gives you nothing. You bring your ring to me and your mom. Let Rodrigo smash your mom. I like her back tattoo. Hey, my mama don't have a back tattoo. Yes, she does now. I put a stamp on it for her. That washes off.
Do all Greek kickers sound like Cartman? Apparently. Yeah. Apparently.
Yeah. You know who would have loved that segment? Frank Bullington.
Yes. Oh, no. It would already be on the podcast. It would already be cut up and used as a promo. why don't you talk about saving people money?
I did that unless you... No, let me tell you about men's tea. We're a little late on that break. Men's tea clinic. Let me tell you something. I go to the one that's on 1801 Durham and I-10. Noodle shop right next door to it. There's a couple of areas down. You've got a Starbucks right there. You can't miss it. And I kind of one-stop shop. You go in, you get your testosterone levels back to normal. Then you can go grab some noodles and a coffee. You do whatever you want to do there. I just know this much. The energy level goes through the roof when you get back to the level that you're supposed to be. It feels like it's through the roof because, I mean, frankly, it's just adjusted to the natural levels. But when your testosterone gets low, it becomes your new norm. And the new norm is being fatigued, being tired, excess belly fat that you can't burn through working out. It's hard getting through your workouts. You have no drive. Your drive is gone. At work, it can be your libido. But now you might say, well, this isn't me. Well, that's not me. It doesn't have to. All those don't have to be you. But if you hear any of what I just said that sounds like you, why don't you go get tested and see what your testosterone level is? You've got two locations. The Cypress area is Barker Cypress and 290. The location at off I-10 is I-10 in Durham. And there's a brand new spot that's going to be opening up in the Pearland area that I'll be telling you about. For more information, go to mensteeclinic.com, or they're open right now. Call 713-568-1175 and get tested for your testosterone levels at mensteeclinic.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Courtney Rowland was found. She was found wandering around under the overpass by the Chick-fil-A at Richmond and 59. Police say Courtney Rowland has a few bumps and bruises after being checked out at the hospital. She doesn't remember how she got them. Police say there's no evidence she was assaulted. Police don't suspect any foul play or suspicious activity in this case. They say that she was a bit disoriented, is the way that we will put it.
I saw a BBC article. I'm sure there are others that say she had a reaction to medicine, a medical reaction, mm-hmm. or a reaction to medicine, which would account for all of these things. I know this, everyone. I got text messages and a couple of direct messages from people who are national, who's like, you know, that I guess they assume I'm somehow in with police. I don't know. Hey, what's the real deal on that? Why would I know the real deal on this? I just did a prayer hand emoji. What am I supposed to do?
You did.
People are asking because everyone wants to know, because everyone's like, this seems, all these details seem so weird and sketchy. And
that there was some medication involved. Seems,
people are
going to
be digging around on this. Yeah. You know that, right?
Yes. Well, and here's the thing is, you can't claim, now, you know what? I want my privacy now because.
But what did she do?
Well,
like ultimately, there were no crimes.
She didn't,
committed.
But if you were asking for all this help publicly,
she didn't
to
ask
find
for funding.
Her.
She didn't ask for anything.
No, she.
Somebody put her on a missing persons report and potentially blew up her spot.
Yeah, really did, because it's going to be difficult for her going forward to not be thought of as the chick that was wandering aimlessly on medication.
Oh, yeah.
On whatever kind of medication. That she was on.
I don't know what happened. I just know this much. Now everyone wants to know, what's the real deal behind this? And maybe there is no real deal, but everyone's going to be digging around and wanting to know. I mean, until something else happens and Twitter goes, oh, shiny object, and they go jump on something else.
Yes.
But for right now, everyone is...
There's all kinds of stuff out there already about people who had seen her and all kinds of stuff. Listen.
But she didn't do anything.
No, but it was a skit. Here's the thing is that she became a national story because she was missing. Mm-hmm. And then when you find out, well, it was medication that made her missing, then you go, wait a minute.
She became a national story because she's an attractive blonde woman who's missing.
If she was ugly, do you think it would have been that big of a national story?
It didn't have to be ugly. Just she could have been.
Yeah, I do. And here's why. This is why I really legitimately do.
Well, because
she was in sports media. And the people who reached out to me, like, can you retweet this? Like Chase Goodbread. He writes for NFL.com, but he's a longtime SEC reporter. And, you know, he knows everyone from Rivals. She had been a Rivals reporter, I guess. Yeah. And so the people who are in that circle who knew her really reached out. Just like if you knew somebody, like if Raheel went missing, would you?
No.
Would you tell Dell, would you go on Twitter? Because you don't use your Twitter a lot. Would you go on your social media to say, hey, guys, my good buddy, Raheel is missing.
Well, first, I wouldn't use the term good buddy because that wouldn't be factual.
My buddy.
He's not really my friend, so I wouldn't say that. I'd say, hey, a guy I know at work is probably at a Schlitterbahn, but he might not be.
Right.
So you might want to look for him.
He's definitely not drunk.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Yeah. He might be disoriented on medication, though.
He's probably at a Schlitterbahn.
Right, with four of his other buddies.
But if he's not there, then you might want to look up.
That happens. He goes to Schlitterbahn.
He took a day off during the middle of the week of work to go to Schlitterbahn with his buddies.
And they all wear Speedos and, dive around on each other.
Is this when whose mom drove him? Like this, no. Was this when he was 11?
They planned a trip.
No, it was last summer.
This wasn't when he was in his, like, 13?
No, he goes with his buddies and they all
jump. Is this when he was grown?
Yes.
And they go into the bathroom and change Speedos and try each other's on.
He took a day off of work to go.
Did he have... He was grown up with, like, married and kids?
Yes.
And he went with... They all went with their kids?
No. No kids.
Just four buddies hanging out.
How many kids were there?
Nope.
Well, there might have been other people's kids, but not theirs.
So there were no kids involved
in the
trip?
It was a boys' trip to Schlitterbahn.
No. It's four guys with kids that go on their own, and they dive on each other in the pool.
I don't know about all that diving stuff, but yeah, they all went to Schlitterbahn together.
Yes. You didn't know about
this? As a boys' trip.
I didn't know about this.
I did not know that.
That's why you would put that. So you wouldn't say my buddy, please
no,
retweet.
That's, I don't, if I'm tweeting for a missing person, I'm not going to lie.
Would you tell people to retweet?
I'd be like, if you want.
Yeah.
Who's really looking for him? I'm barely looking for him. But
all right. Let's catch up. We'll get Lamont on the other side right here.
If you want. Retweet.
Hey, if you want to click the button, go ahead.
Go ahead.
He's probably
But either
doing,
way. But either way, I'm good.
He's probably doing a workout.
I can't find him. I mean, he might be, you know, hanging out with his buddies in a pool at Schlitterbahn, maybe playing basketball.
I'm not retweeting that. I'm like, he'll be found. He's fine.
Yeah, but if he's not at those two places, he might be missing. So you might want to try to retweet this.
Let's catch up on breaks right here on ESPN 97.
Lamont, you're coming up next. You guys want to jump in, 713-780-3776, at Lance Zierlein, at John Granato, at Del V2. And, of course, make sure you're always listening on the app or on our podcast. Podcast you can catch daily at podcastarena.com.
No, not Molly Perkins. That's for Tiger. Whenever we talk about Tiger Woods, that's what we play. Not that
that's
last
Ryan.
Second.
That's Ryan.
Ryan, stop it. Let's get Lamont in here on ESPN 97.5. Lamont, what's up?
Hey, man, do you guys think that last night was totally organic? I'm talking about the QB situation.
What do you mean?
Are you referring to the tweet you had earlier?
Do you think that was planned?
Here's the thing is, and I believe this, Kirby Smart knew everything there was to know about Jalen Hurts.
You could tell that.
Yes, and had and knew exactly how to stop him. It was and he didn't know anything about Tua because he wasn't there for Tua. This is Tua's first year there. So it's not surprising at all. But when Jalen had been the quarterback all year long and in the championship game, you go to a true freshman that had basically absolutely no experience whatsoever. That's ballsy. I don't even, Lamont, even if it was planned, that's huge balls to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And my other question is for Lance. I brought this up to you, but I'm pretty sure you got caught in the wave of tweets and stuff last night. Yeah. But I want to know. You remember Prop Joe versus?
Oh yeah, from the Wire.
Avon Barksdale, the basketball game.
No, I don't remember that. It must have been early. But it's Avon Barksdale. Game, it's early. What happened?
They had a basketball game. They had a basketball competition in the projects. Both of them had a team. And Prop Joe was losing, and they doubled up the money. And so Avon Barksdale told him, you know, let's double it up. And Prop Joe comes out there with a player. And this player just started bawling out, man. And that's what last night reminded me of.
I swear to God, I don't even remember that episode or that scene. That must have been like season one.
It was season one. It was exactly season one.
Because Avon Barksdale's
sure
around.
About it.
Yeah, that's and that's who Tua was?
Yeah, he was that kid, man.
Proposition Joe. I gotta look it up on YouTube because I don't remember that one. It's been a while since I watched The Wire, but I'll have to look at that one. Yeah, Nick Saban brought somebody just off the – how about that? I mean, the number one – my wife said, who's this? He's the number one dual-threat quarterback in America. And by the way, college coaches, you probably heard him say this too. Every college coach that I've talked to now, they're like, yeah, I'm done with pocket quarterbacks. That's over forever. In our league, to win, you better be able to run. And you don't have to be great. Fromm pulled it and got yardage for Georgia.
Yeah, but he's not. You wouldn't say he's dual threat.
He's not dual threat, but it's that ability. Like,
I guess Baker is dual threat. I guess. But Mason Rudolph, not. I mean, you can win. And, you know, that was on their defense that they didn't win, not their offense. I don't know if it's over. It certainly is.
At the highest level?
Trust me, I know.
Winning at the highest level?
It's trending. Trust me, I know for this from personal experience. Oh, yeah. If it's all about, you got to be mobile.
Winning at the highest level. It's just more challenging for defenses.
Yeah.
I mean, Deshaun Watson, you know, who beats Alabama? It's typically guys who can move around a little bit.
However, I don't think that the ability to throw the ball. You love Jalen Hurts. Nick loved Jalen Hurts till he had to throw the football.
Yeah.
Then what? Then what? Then what are you going to do, Nick? Last year he found out in the championship game. Guess what? Deshaun can throw the football. Oh, he can run, but he can throw it as well. Jalen couldn't. Jalen made all kinds of plays with his legs, but you got to be able to throw the football. So that's not going away. I mean, Tua can do both. I mean, holy crap, this kid is going to be.
I thought dual threat is, like, Lamar Jackson can do both. You know, once you start talking about them as pro prospects, you fine-tune some things. But on the college level, Lamar Jackson ran for, what did he run for this year? He was number two in the nation in rushing yards.
He had more.
1,500 yards rushing.
Didn't he have more yards from scrimmage this year than his Heisman year last year?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's stupid Lamar Jackson's a different deal. Have you studied him yet?
I did this summer. I'm intentionally waiting to do him. I'm going to have to do him this week. I mean, inaccurate with some of his passes at times, but he's got a whip arm action. He's got arm strength. He's got Deshaun Watson's really made me look at guys different. Deshaun Watson is a better passer than Lamar Jackson. Lamar's got a stronger arm. Deshaun just understands some of the passing concepts better. He has a little bit more natural accuracy. But I'm just getting to the point where I'm like, if Lamar Jackson were to make – if he were to have six explosive plays in a game, meaning with his arm and his legs –
That's huge.
That matters. If he's not turning a ball over, what do I care if he airmails a few?
Yeah.
If he's making explosive plays, he can. Great. I get a quarterback who can dink and dunk his way down the field and doesn't turn a ball over. That's fantastic. But this guy can get me a chunk play of 55 yards like that with his feet.
Well, and you were looking at Matt Ryan yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the norm is for him to not have a great. Now, he was unbelievable last year in an MVP year. But that was the outlier. You were right. When you go back and look at his numbers at Boston College as well, they were not good.
Not great.
No. His touchdown to interception rate. And
he's a gussied up, more poised, and frankly, a little more courageous version of Matt Schaub is what he is. Schaub was fine until it came to nut cutting time, and he was just like Shrivel City.
Yeah.
Greek kicker.
Yeah. He didn't have Rodrigo Blankenship's nuts.
No, he didn't Rodrigo Blankenship's
nuts. No. But when you look at these guys, they're not any Deshaun. Well, Deshaun is accuracy. Really? His accuracy down the field, this is what's going to keep you from drafting him, Todd McShay? His accuracy downfield? Well, guess what we found out this year? His accuracy downfield is pretty damn good.
Deshaun's? Yeah. You got to.
And I'm afraid. I'm going to tell you what. Lamar Jackson has a chance to be the best guy in this draft.
He does, because I'm not a big believer in Josh Allen is like drafting Jake Locker all over again. I can't believe NFL teams keep falling for the same stuff. Like, history repeats itself. You're not accurate in college. You're not accurate in the pros. And the difference with Josh Allen and Lamar, you could say, well, Lamar Jackson's accuracy, that's fine. Here's the difference. Let me know if Josh Allen can go out and get you a 70-yard touchdown run. Let me know when that happens, because that'll be never. And he's active. He's mobile.
Well, is it
Lamar's a running back. He has running back
that's
skills
a problem,
as
though.
A runner.
Are you not worried?
It is a problem.
In the NFL
and
level.
He's not 230
pounds. That's fine in Louisville. Is that going to be fine in the NFL?
That's what you have to – I need to know how he slides, how he gets down, because RG3 got beat to hell. And if you can't slide or avoid hits, you know who doesn't get hit a lot? Deshaun Watson. You know who never gets hit? Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Never gets hit.
No. because they do.
Baker's a little squirrely too, like that, where he doesn't take a lot of, you know, strong shots. If Lamar Jackson takes any hits, I don't care about him rushing for 1,500 yards. He's going to get hurt.
I'm going to tell you what's going to drop.
Mike Vick got hurt in the NFL.
What's going to drop Baker is his measurables, his height.
He's short, man.
He's short.
I don't think he's going to. He might go six, but there's from what I understand, there's a good chance he's 5'11".
Right.
Let me see if I've got. Wait, Baker's a senior, right?
Yeah, it's a 17th year senior.
Mayfield.
He got an extra year. He got 6 years.
Oh, see, I only have estimated size. 6'201" is estimated size on him.
Yeah, no.
I don't have actual verified sizes yet.
And I played golf with a guy who said I stood next to him and he ain't 6 feet tall. And I have to believe everybody who I play golf with.
Yeah, they wouldn't lie to you.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they're very accurate in everything they do. I imagine once that guy measured up and thought to himself, he's 6 feet, and I know it. And you can't question him, right?
Well, right, but he didn't say that. He said he's not 6 feet.
No, I know. He's under 6 feet.
5'11"
Of course, everyone
three quarters, right?
But I'm 7. But I'm 6'3".
Of course, that guy's 6'4", right? The guy who was measuring Baker's, he thinks he's 6'4".
No. He said, I'm not 5, and I was just as tall as him, and I'm not 6 feet.
Baker's not going
to be. So listen. So your little snarky comments.
And I should just trust you on that?
Yeah, that's right. I bet he doesn't measure out at 6 feet.
And I should just trust you on that?
Yeah.
I got to look at the tape.
Well, it's a guy I golf with, so it's indisputable.
I got to go back and look at the tape, John. Can't trust you on that.
That guy's going to be – Baker's going to be elongating his neck as much as he can, because if it pops up at 5'11'6", 5'11'7", you get below that 6 foot mark, I'm telling you, hand size, you know, he better have at least 9-inch hands. Because if he has 8.5-inch hands and he's 5'11", he'll – plummet, because they'll be like fumble factory.
Well, but
tiny guy,
which is stupid because I've seen him play.
I don't think he is a fumbler. I don't recall him being a fumbler.
All right, 713-780-3776. Yeah, that's right, John. Snarky Dell. That's exactly what he is.
Hey, why don't you at me?
What?
Yeah, he's already told y'all. No, now you're checking Twitter
me.
Too,
he's
right?
Yeah,
I'm on Twitter.
I'll give him your phone number so he can text you and call you Snarky.
Who is it?
It's my boy John. Yeah,
John. You got social media, John? At me, John. Don't talk to Granato. I'm standing right here.
No, he's texting. I don't think he has social media.
Scared. You scared, John.
He might be. Hey, what kind of trailer do you think you need? A utility trailer?
A dump?
A dump trailer? Who doesn't? A landscape trailer? Yes. Equipment trailer? Gooseneck dumps?
What?
Yes.
We're going to be a trailer on frame.
Car hauler? When are we going to be there?
At the end of the month? 26th, I think.
That time of the month. We'll be there. And if you need to service any of your trailers, that's exactly what they're here for. They're actually they're putting in stalls just for pickups. And they're going to have stalls where it's dedicated. Now, the trailers are unbelievable what they do. They'll fix, they'll rent, they'll lease. You can buy, you can trade yours in, you can do whatever it is. They do all of that. They also do all the pickup stuff that you need as well. Parts, accessories, don't buy it from the dealer. You're paying top dollar when you get the same or better quality manufactured right here, and you get it at a better price installed. Buy your pickup plane and get everything installed at Trailer Wheel and Frame. 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit, or trailerwheel.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The bear just caught it. So Lance did not know about your Schlitterbahn trip. How does he not know?
I wasn't listening to you guys on the way in. I was listening to a new Kendrick Lamar song instead from the Black Panther soundtrack.
From halftime?
The last song he performed at halftime.
From Black Panther.
Wow. I'm not a big Kendrick Lamar fan by any means, but...
You like Kanye, but not Kendrick?
Yeah, I'm just not in...
Kendrick's awesome.
I'm sure he is, but I just couldn't get into it for whatever reason.
Because you feel like you're cheating on Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye's number one. He's bae. But I also didn't go to Twitter and say, wow, this is making me feel really uncomfortable. This Kendrick Lamar guy, really uncomfortable, okay? White people were not happy yesterday with Kendrick Lamar.
Really?
Side note. Yeah, on Twitter. They were not.
They weren't? I didn't see any.
I didn't even notice anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You guys need to start using that search. You guys need to start using that search feature.
No, because then you get... Then
I love it.
Then
I was watching a football game. I don't know.
I thought Kendrick...
Well, it was halftime.
You were watching halftime. The first thing I thought...
No, I was eating pizza at Nick's place.
Okay.
And drinking beer.
That's you.
Drinking Coors Light.
So you knew the two songs... Well, the two songs I figure were going to be
they've used
DNA
it on college,
and Humble, which they use on outros all the time.
Yeah.
I didn't know the third song. I'm like, what is this song? Well, it turns out that was for...
The Black Panther soundtrack.
I go by the name of Kendrick Lamar. This is Black Panther.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that must be from the new Black Panther stuff.
Yeah.
Which is Michael B. Jordan, I think.
Michael B. Jordan's shredded, dude.
He is ripped.
He's Creed's son.
Yeah.
It's in his DNA.
Dell, why can't we just have the white superheroes? Why can't... Oh, wait, that's right.
You can't say that out loud.
Every superhero is.
Yeah, as long as Iron Man doesn't get in on this and ruin it.
Oh, eventually.
Black Panther's going to, like, he saves the world, and Iron Man comes in and goes, well, I helped.
No.
Shut up, Iron Man.
They're going to build up Black Panther. Yeah, it's the test run. Let's see how this black superhero does real quick.
You know there's a new series on the CW called Black Lightning.
Oh.
Yeah, it might not do great, but Black Panther, I think, will do well. And if it does well, then we'll get seven other...
No.
All right, guys, Thor, get them all back together again. It's time for another five movies.
Well, Infinity War is coming up. Yeah, so that's already happening.
Do you guys watch all those?
Yes, we're nerds. Yes.
Yeah, I like
you
it.
You do watch them?
It's just good movies. It's fun movies.
But they love that.
But they love cartoons. They're going to have an alternative ending.
They're live action. It's live action. They're human beings.
Yeah, they're
pretty much cartoons. So Thor is going to be a black superhero now?
No. He's going to be friends with
him. Oh, I thought maybe that now since Black Panther worked.
No.
Well, what about if Thor was black?
Nope. What if the Rock was
Thor? The Black Panther was black in the comics. They're not just going to...
He's been around before.
Yeah, it wasn't White Panther, and they're like, hey, let's stay woke it, and let's go black. He was Black Panther the entire time.
The whole time.
Yeah. But they're going to have an alternate
Panther.
They're going to have
that. Well, but if it works, why not Thor?
Well, this is a test run.
Yeah, it's a test run.
There is some thought of because in the comic Spider-Man was his half black, half Hispanic, Mike Morales. So there's a thought that after this Spider-Man is kind of pushed aside, even though he just started, there's a thought of making a
biracial Spider-Man.
Peter Parker?
No.
Pedro Parker?
No, Spider-Man, other people. No, I just gave you the name. What? I just gave you the name.
Pedro Parker.
I just gave you the name.
What was
Mike Morales.
Mike Morales.
Tell me this.
I don't know how he became Spider-Man, but I didn't read the comics, but that's another version of Spider-Man. So there's a thought there might make a Mike Morales
Spider-Man.
Is that
where the meme of two Spider-Mans pointing at each other came from?
No, that's something else altogether.
Theo Benjamin. I can't wait for Uncle Ben to be Theo Benjamin.
Theo.
What were you talking about? Anyways, what'd you
Kendrick,
ask me?
You said Kendrick was
it. No, Schlitterbahn.
You said
what about Schlitterbahn? We didn't know. Yeah. Lance Anoin wasn't on Schlitterbahn.
Yeah, I heard you guys were talking about me because I got a text message. Hey, they're making fun of your Schlitterbahn trip again.
That's not true. Well, here's what I said. Because Dell was like,
we're not making fun of it.
He said, the pretty blonde reporter. I said, well, the reason she got that got out there so much was because she was in the sports field and all these reporters who know rivals and all that were putting it out there. That's how because our world has got a lot of sports people that are in. And then I said, for example, Dell, if your buddy Raheel, went missing.
And I corrected you. He's not my buddy.
And he said, it's not factually true. And then I said, wouldn't you retweet something out there? And he goes, and he crafted a tweet that said, he's probably at a Schlitterbahn.
What I said was, hey.
You can retweet this if you want to.
Hey, if this guy might be missing, but more than likely he's at Schlitterbahn with a couple of the dudes. Or he might be working out or playing basketball or something. But if he's not at those places, if you want to retweet this, go ahead. But I really wouldn't.
That was his technical tweet.
That's actually a very good checklist. Is he at the gym? No.
Yeah.
Is he playing basketball? No.
Is he at Schlitterbahn?
Jumping on his buddies in the pool. Sliding down the pool together.
Yeah, is he fake motivation at some rock quarry?
No. Is he under a freeway at 610 in Richmond? No.
Somebody else.
No.
Disoriented?
No.
Huh?
But I'm just saying.
We were wondering what kind of medication, because you wouldn't be drunk, what kind of medication you would be on? Edibles? Some weed edibles? You would do that.
Percocet.
We already played that.
Yeah, we played it.
I love that song when you guys play it. Yeah. What would I be on? There's only one thing I get high off of.
Pre-workout.
Life.
No, it could be pre-workout.
No, I don't mess with pre-workout anymore.
You used to.
Yeah, I don't mess with
during
anymore.
During this season,
it's so
you were
bad for you.
I know. My son said his heart was racing. He's like, I said, why don't you take pre-workout?
So bad for you.
For energy. I said, just drink two shots of espresso. What
doing? Just take a cold coffee or just – if you need a pre-workout to work out, then don't be in the gym, okay? The fact that you're going to the gym, you're able to work out, is all the motivation you need.
That's it.
That's it.
Stop. Bo Scarborough said, I didn't say bleep Trump. I said bleep Georgia. Shake my head.
No, you didn't.
All y'all people in this world.
He said bleep Trump.
He said he didn't say it. And it actually was projected on the side of the building. Huh?
Yeah, it was. They had protests before the game. Apparently, they're handing out towels. I'm not sure how
that
many
said
people
bleep
got them.
Trump?
Yeah, on the side of the
bleep
building.
Bleep Trump towels we were waving at the game.
The protesters were, and it's, hey, guys, the Alabama fan, here you go, buddy. Here's your Bammer towel. Here's your Rammer Jammer towel. First of all, they would have said, I got my own. So that wouldn't have. But if you could trick them into like, woo!
Hey.
Honey, you need to look at what you're waving. What am I waving?
I'm a Republican. How did I buy these tickets? $2,000 a ticket? You think I'm going to say bleep Trump? Hells no. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. I want to talk about champion, being a champion right now. That's my peeps over there, Champion Energy, and you, my friends. I don't know why. I know it's not you're not using as much electricity now, but why would you spend more than you ever have to? Why would you spend more on your electricity than you have to? Because Champion Energy is going to be less expensive and is proven. It's a fact. It's science. J.D. Power & Associates says like 5 years running, Champion Energy is the number one in customer service for residential care. And, oh, by the way, in commercial care as well, because we use them and we never have a problem. Never. The electricity just flows through this place. It's unbelievable. What I need you to do is go to 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560 or 1560energy.com.